USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several of President Trump's supporters are marching across the country on Saturday. Rallies taking place at state capitals across the nation titled Stop the Steal of the 2020 election and call for election fraud to be investigated. This supporter in Washington, D.C. saying,
absolutely not here to cause violence. I'm here to support the President of the United States, which is something that some people don't even know how to do. I mean, we don't even have respect for our President anymore. People walk up and down the street and talk about our President, and it's sad.
Clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccine reveal short-term side effects among some of the volunteers receiving the drugs. About 10% reporting fatigue, 9% reporting they had muscle pain, and 5% saying they experienced joint pain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The 6700 wildfire near Los Angeles is now fully contained. The bonfire destroying 31 structures in and around Silverado Canyon in the foothills of eastern Orange County. A criminal investigation has been launched to figure out the cause of the fire. Inovex Downhole Solutions says it was recently denied an order of jackets by the North Face, a popular outdoor recreation company, because they are in the gas and oil business. Inovex, based in Houston, says they were planning on getting each of their employees a Christmas gift. This year, it was supposed to be a North Face jacket with an Inovex logo. Instead of sending the company the jackets they requested, the company received a letter from the North Face saying they don't want to support the oil and gas industry in the same way they'd reject something from the porn industry or tobacco industry. Local TV stations in Odessa have reached out to the North Face for comment, but they have not yet responded. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On a voice vote, the Senate passed a one-week funding bill to prevent a partial government shutdown, while negotiators continue on a long-term funding bill and a possible COVID-19 relief bill. Regarding a COVID-19 relief bill, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri teamed up with Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and they're working to provide direct assistance to every working family.
It's very simple legislation, and this is, to my mind, a very simple proposition, that when it comes to COVID relief in the midst of this crisis, working families and working people should be first to get relief, not last. We should begin with the working people of this country. And that's why the legislation that Senator Sanders and I are introducing, which I believe every senator voted for in March, it's simple legislation, $1,200 for each individual, $2,400 for a couple, and $500 for every dependent in the family. It's exactly what this Congress approved overwhelmingly back in March, and it was indeed a lifeline. I know it was for Missourians in my state, for working families in my state. I remember fielding call after call after call from friends, from people I didn't know in my state but whom I represent, and called me to say, first of all, is it really true? Are we actually going to be getting this support?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.